Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Today will not be as depressing as yesterday, I promise. But we do have some bad news at the start. I'm sorry, I don't make this stuff up. There's some good news after it, though, I swear. Let's get into it. Trump told reporters yesterday that he supports further stimulus payments to individuals as long as it's done properly. Quote, I support actually larger numbers than the Democrats, but it's going to be done properly. I want the money getting to people to be larger so they can spend it. I want the money to get there quickly and in a non-complicated fashion. End quote. Unfortunately, he immediately contradicted that simplicity statement when he said that he wants the next round of stimulus to create a, quote, very great incentive to work. End quote. More than likely, that means that he and the Senate are still going for something stupid like payroll taxes because they can't stand the thought of people getting money without being employed, even though that's what would be best for the economy and mitigating the pandemic. It may be that he plans on sending out checks instead of tax cuts. That much is not yet clear, but if he does, it will likely have a provision that only those who are employed will get it, or that it's only for people who are recently employed. It's a return to the conditions of welfare that have proven highly ineffective and will undoubtedly leave a huge swath of the population out to dry, even if the reason they can't find work is no fault of their own. Scott thinks that it will be a negative income tax scheme where people keep a portion of their unemployment income based on their income from work. Trump also, of course, couldn't help returning to the classic statement that he thinks the virus will just soon disappear. Wouldn't want to let us linger under the delusion that he's learned a damn thing from any of this. Income Movement reminds us that this may be our last opportunity to influence the stimulus package, so dial up the pressure on your representatives and support recurring cash payments to all. Go to bailoutthepeople.com for a collection of action items you can take. Remind Trump as well that people need confidence to spend, and one-time payments do not provide confidence anywhere near as much as monthly payments for a prolonged period. Also, incentives to work will not create jobs. It will only exclude millions of consumers who we want to be consuming. UBI does not have a disincentive to work. It is as simple as it gets, and it stimulates the economy all around. Check, check, check. Stop looking for worse alternatives and do the thing that works. The good news is we have powerful new allies in this fight. Yesterday, the United States Conference of Mayors unanimously passed Resolution 42 in support of a guaranteed income. Now, if you're like me, you're wondering what any of that means. Well, I looked it up. The United States Conference of Mayors is the official nonpartisan organization of cities with populations of 30,000 or more. There are over 1,400 such cities in the country today. Each city is represented in the conference by its chief elected officer, the mayor. Standing committees recommend policy positions they believe should be adopted by the organization. At this time, every member attending the annual meeting is given the opportunity to discuss and then vote on each policy resolution. Each city, represented by its mayor, casts one vote. The policy positions adopted at the annual meeting collectively represent the views of the nation's mayors and are distributed to the President of the United States and Congress. In addition to the ongoing work of the conference's standing committees, mayors are organized into task forces to examine and act on issues that demand special attention. And one of those issues was a guaranteed income this time. The resolution urges Congress to implement a guaranteed income for the duration of the pandemic. Now, I'm sure that not every mayor participates in this, but out of 1,400 potential members, to have it passed unanimously seems pretty damn impressive to me. Major props to the AGI Mayoral Coalition for pushing this through. You guys rock. Speaking of which, we have another addition to the mayoral team. The mayor of Pittsburgh has hopped aboard the guaranteed income train. Next stop, everywhere. The more, the merrier, for sure. The Senate passed legislation to keep the small business loans program running within hours of when it was supposed to close down, with $130 billion left unspent. The bill allows the Small Business Administration to continue approving Paycheck Protection Program loans until August 8th. It will still need to pass the House and Trump. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Small Business Committee, said senators picked August 8th because that's the end of the Senate's next work period, and lawmakers hope that they can pass the next economic relief package by then. You catch that? They hope they can pass the next relief bill by early next month. Fat lot of good that'll do to everyone who needs rent help right now. But hey, they had to go on recess while they waited to see if the economy would magically revive itself. How could they have possibly seen this coming? Let's just all comfort ourselves that they are keeping well rested during this time of trial. According to an article from The Hill, the Labor Department, under orders from the Trump administration, passed their own regulatory changes. They removed an Obama administration incentive for employers not to steal wages from their employees. Under the Obama rule, any employer caught breaking the rules of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which requires minimum wage, overtime pay, and other basic exploitation protections, would have to pay the employee double the amount that they were shorted. Under Trump's new policy, that incentive for compliance has been removed, meaning that unscrupulous employees can cheat their workers out of money, knowing that if they're caught at all, there will be no punishment. They just return the amount owed and get an interest-free loan in the meantime. It completely removes the disincentive to cheat employees. The employee, however, loses time and likely money from having to go to court to get what they are owed. Add this to Trump's push for making businesses immune to lawsuits from employees, and you've got a real nice picture of an administration that is looking to let corruption and exploitation of workers run rampant, and during an economic crisis as well. Nice. Reddit has joined in the movement among social media to enforce stricter rules of conduct yesterday when it conducted a purge of 2,000 subreddit communities that were deemed to be promoting hate speech, harassment, and misinformation, and otherwise breaking rules on the platform. This includes two of the most popular and partisan subreddits, The Donald on the right and Chapo Trap House on the left. Reddit is also debuting an updated content policy that is significantly more detailed, including a provision against coordinated harassment of subreddits that the users are not members of, as well as doxing. Yesterday, we talked about how we need to flip the Senate in order to keep McConnell from blocking legislation. Well, Jamie Harrison is looking like one of the guys to back for that. The Cook Political Report and Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball shifted their ratings of Graham's re-election chances from solid and safe to likely, acknowledging the race is becoming increasingly competitive as Harrison continues to gain steam in fundraising and other support. Go, Jamie, go! If you'd like to get to know the Humanity Forward endorsees, Donna Imam and Russ Cerencione, a bit better, they were both interviewed by Katie Halper yesterday. Link below. Income Movement is hosting another strategy call today, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's open to anyone, so hop on if you're free. You can participate or just listen in the background, no pressure, but it's always good to be connected. Link below. John Munitz joined Matt yesterday to discuss how we can support down-ballot candidates, develop infrastructure to support our causes and future candidates, as well as create a uniting policy platform. Sounds pretty interesting. Link below. Finally, Scott will be speaking with Mayor Tubbs, Mayor Woodards, and Marilyn Strickland at a virtual UBI town hall today at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. Both the former and current mayor of Tacoma together? Pretty cool. Tune in and let them know how much we appreciate all they're doing for us and that we are behind them 100%. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Visit bailoutthepeople.com and get on Trump and your representatives about UBI. Use the conference endorsement to keep pressuring your mayor to join the team. Consider supporting Jamie Harrison. Help advocate for clear, fundamental policy goals for the protests. If you're going out to protest, wear protection, especially on your eyes, head, and throat. If you get arrested while protesting, remember not to say anything without a lawyer. Whatever you choose to do, be wise, be safe, and act with measured purpose toward real solutions. And don't forget to Yang Daily.